Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited because I have another founder with me. I have Ashley Michikay. She is the founder of True North, a retirement advisor. And why do I have somebody like that? Because if you're an entrepreneur, you're an aspiring entrepreneur, you want to make money. Well, what do you need to do with the money? You need to protect it. You need to grow it. Ashley, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Sean. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's amazing how I'm at that point where most of my friends, you know, we're getting older, you know, not that we're that old, but we're middle into this journey here. And it shocks me, like people that I thought were smart have no retirement. It like literally would scare me to death. Like I look at my statement, I'm like, I don't ever plan on retiring. And I got a million ways I could pay for my retirement, but I still have a retirement plan that's investment driven. Entrepreneurs, sometimes they think they're going to, you know, sometimes they sadly think they're going to sell their company for a lot more than they're going to, or they're not going to be able to sell it at all. And they have all their eggs in that one basket. And it would scare me to death.
Yeah, it's a very common problem. I think a lot of entrepreneurs who especially in the early days as their business is growing they're ramping things up, they need to be investing back in the business. And a lot of times entrepreneurs see also that if their business is successful, then they're able to get a much better return on that investment versus, you know, putting it in the stock market or especially like savings accounts where it's like, yeah, you could make like 3 pennies of interest right now on a savings account. So, but the problem is you just mentioned it, that as you get closer to retirement, as you want to think about exiting, you know, everything, the vast majority of a lot of business owners' net worth is tied in that business. And so we have to make sure that, you know, we know how to exit and we can do that successfully. And it becomes a must do and a need to navigate that in the right way.
Yeah, I'm big on putting money back in my company, but I'm big on having multiple baskets. And I don't like everything in one basket. And so I have a guarded retirement account that, you know, I feed like a dragon. And this is a guy who doesn't plan on retiring. This is a guy who doesn't need to retire and can afford to retire 10 times over with other things. But I still, you know, that's a due diligence. I don't mind, you know, the average stock return is 9.5% over, you know, over its history in any type of growth fund. So I'll take 9.5% over 45 years.
Yeah, it's good. Now, what's interesting though is that, you know, you just have a lot of people who just don't have money in savings. I think there's a perennial statistic about 40% of Americans cannot cover a $400 emergency without going into debt.
I saw that, you know, during the corona when they were going to, you know, front load people. I know that would scare me to death, but it just shows you that that's a complicated issue, but mm-hmm. It's a sad issue. Well, tell us how your company, tell me first, you're the founder of this company. How did you found this company? What made this your North Star, the thing that you wanted to put all your time, energy, and passion into?
Yeah. So I actually founded it with my father, which has been a lot of fun. So my father and I have worked together since 2007. And we worked as financial advisors at a couple of large firms. And then in 2015, we kind of decided that we wanted to go out on our own because we weren't able to serve business owners and our clients in the way that we wanted to in that environment. So we founded our own boutique firm, and it took 2 to 3 years of planning to do that. And then we launched at the very beginning of 2018. So we're almost 3 years in now, which is crazy. I can't believe time just flies. But I've always had this sort of entrepreneurial business mindset. I started my first business when I was 8 years old, and it was a pretty successful business for an 8 year old to run. And I would just, you know, like take care of your pets and pick up your mail, things like that, if you went on vacation. And I was the only one doing that in my, in this large neighborhood I was in. And so I had this like monopoly and it was amazing. And I loved it. And I kind of got bit by that bug real early on.
Once you make your first dollar yourself, it's an addiction.
Yeah. And now that I'm, you know, 3 years in and running my own business, I can never go back to working for like anybody else, working for a large company, anything like that. I'm so in love with just having that control. And I think, you know, business, that can be a good thing. That can be a bad thing in a lot of cases, but it's nice to have the ability where, you know, I have a say, and you know, if I want to go in a certain direction with this business, then I have the ability to do that. And I'm not handcuffed to something else that I may not be on board with. I love it. I don't love everything about running the business, but I also love working with business owners too. And that was something that I found that I really enjoyed early on, and why we developed this niche of working with business owner clients and helping them with retirement and exiting their business. And so that's the focus of our practice now is, you know, people have very complicated decisions to make as they approach retirement, like the timing and when's the best time to start taking Social Security, all that. But then for business owners, it's like that on steroids, because you have this giant business. It's like the big elephant in the room, right? Like, what do we do with this business? Can we sell it? What does that look like? And so exit planning, which is what we do, is basically focused on helping business owners exit their business, which means transferring their business to on their terms, on their timeline, to the person they want for the money that they need. And that's all that exit planning does. And there's a lot of planning and implementing of process and you know, putting the plan in action that does that. But a successful exit will accomplish those things on your terms, your timeline, to the person you want for the money that you need. And that's all that exit planning is.
And then obviously they work with, I'm guessing, local brokers in their area, and you kind of work with them on that whole process.
Yeah. And so a lot of times they're depending on the size of the company and who they want to transfer the business to. So sometimes, you know, a broker may not be involved at all if it's a family transfer or transferring to employees, which is pretty common.
Quite common. To get the money you want, actually, it's quite common, because then, and a lot of times you have to in-house finance some, you know, a good chunk of it and get paid over a great period of time. So you want to do that with someone that you know who can actually operate the business, because you're kind of tied to it a little bit there.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's complicated. I was talking to a client last week who wants to transfer his business to 3 employees. But we were having a tough conversation because I asked him, I said, well, how many of those 3 employees that you want to own it, how many of them do you think want to own it and have that entrepreneurial mindset? And he was like, maybe 1. So, you know, and that's very common. And you know, finding solutions to complicated problems that involve other people and transferring your business. And, you know, you want to set that a future owner up for success, especially on an insider transfer. So it's not easy. And sometimes you have to make decisions that later on you have to make at the outset. You didn't really think that maybe was a problem, but then it turns out that it is.
Yeah. My experience, 3 people is a crowd.
Yeah.
I just find that's a tough one to work through sometimes. And if you even have 3 people, there's still got to be an alpha dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And can the other 2 handle that? You know, because there's got to be, the biggest problem with 3 people is 3 people can't make any decision, or 3 people can never agree on anything. So you got to have the alpha who has the ability to get a consensus.
Right.
Well, tell me, what makes you guys obviously have a great niche? Why should people reach out to you all, and how you can help them? And the reason why I have you on the show is because, listen, audience, every business owner's dream is to sell their company or hand it to a family member. Every business owner's dream is have it go another generation. Okay, that's, and we have somebody on the show today that specializes in that. So please be listening. How can you help my audience, and why should they be listening to you? And you've kind of set the groundwork for that, but I'm giving you the floor for like the next 3 minutes.
Cool. So yeah, we haven't talked about this at all, but the very first step in thinking about and planning for your exit is to figure out what the heck your business is worth. And a lot of times there's a huge disconnect between the actual value of the business and what the business owner thinks that it's worth.
Give us the cheat sheet on what you think something is worth. In other words, I can do it in real estate. You know what I mean? No matter where I'm at, I have a few determiners where I can get in the ballpark. You know, it may not be perfect, but I'm in the ballpark of what it's worth. What's the cheat sheet on, in your experience with selling a business, what they're worth?
Yeah, so it's completely dependent on the industry, because different industries will have different multiples or different ways that the company is valued. And what we do with our clients, because valuing your business and understanding what your business is worth is so critical to just laying the foundation of the rest of the work that we do with the exit planning, that we make it very easy for our clients and anybody who wants to figure out what their business is worth. We make it free and very accessible to them. So we use a software tool that there's like 50 million businesses in the country in this database. So like a dental practice, there's like 600,000 other dental practices in this database that they can compare their business value to. So
that's great. That's very helpful.
Yeah, so we make it accessible. It's free. Anybody who wants to access the tool and the checklist, which is just eight pieces of information that you would need to gather about your business, things like revenue, pre-tax income, accounts receivable. It's just some basic high-level financials. And if you enter those eight pieces of information into the database, it will calculate your valuation specific to your business, your industry, your geographic location, and give you a very accurate estimate of value, which then is the foundation for everything else.
That's incredible. That right there was worth the price of admission today, people. That's incredible. And how did they get this? Where do we find this at?
If you go to truenorthra.com/valuemybusiness.
Okay, I got truenorthra.com. Okay.
/valuemybusiness.
I did that so my producer could hear it twice when he puts it in the show notes. Value my business.
Yeah, I love it. And that's why I'm so passionate. I go around preaching this stuff because I want business owners to have an accurate estimate of value, because then you can determine, well, am I ready to put this exit plan in place? Yeah, I've been thinking about retirement. I've been thinking about exiting. Am I ready to go down this path? Is the business worth enough? Or do I need to grow the business
and spend a little bit
more time?
There's typically a 2 to 3 year facelift that needs to, you know, tightened up. You know, you never want to sell business on the downside of a trend.
Sometimes
giving it a little horsepower.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, business owners have already been doing those things, like putting processes in place, you know, training to have a good management team in place. But typically there's always like, you know, maybe another couple new hires or, you know, buttoning things up, even if the business is running well. And then of course it's figuring out the best exit path, whether that's a third party sale or some type of inside transfer. So we help with all of those decisions. But the very first step, whether you're, you know, 6 months out or 6 years or 16 years, is figuring out what your business is worth. And that's why we make it so easy and accessible for business owners. It takes like 10 minutes once you gather that data to enter it into the software, and then it calculates your value.
That's incredible. I'm actually going to go to that today. So I'm kind of fascinated. I've seen so many different metrics over the years, you know, that I'm curious to see how you all do that. I recommend my listening audience does if you're trying to get a value of your business. I think that's just tremendously helpful. Ashley, thank you so much for being on the podcast. How do people, obviously you sent them to the gold mine, but how do they connect with you? I would go straight to that site is what I would do if I were you, but how do people connect with you?
Same thing. All of our contact information is on that truenorthra.com/valuemybusiness. If they want to reach out, I do free calls with anybody who wants to discuss their value or get if they're starting to think about what their exit path should look like.
Fantastic. Listen, audience, find the value of your company. It's probably a significant portion of your net worth. And at this point, you've probably been guessing what it's actually worth. This would be really good. The podcast has a very simple purpose. Equip. That's what we did today. Equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. We equipped you with an incredible resource today to kind of get you thinking about if you exited, how you're going to exit. You know, you got to be thinking about that at some point. I think you should build your company with how you would, you know, having the exit strategy, even from day one. Because it'll make you just put systems in place. You end up hiring the right people. When you think it could be sold, you tend to do it a lot tighter. It's typically a much better run company, I have found.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Sean.
All right. This is Sean Castrini with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. We will talk again soon.